Hello.
Hey, Tom. I got your text.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm good. I'm good. So did you get your son situated? That's the most important. Okay, good, good. Awesome.
So I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Are you able to, like, give me an example of, like, another electrician that's, like, locally with me that uses your services, of, like, his success? Like, so say I pay the $250 a month.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this is an unreasonable number. I'd like to try to make at least get $2,500 worth of work off of that $250 being spent. Do you think that's, like, possible, or you don't know the numbers?
I'm going to be honest with you, and I'll never, like, blow smoke. I'm pretty straightforward because I'd rather we be on the same page. You know what I mean? And you know, like, the realistic expectation, right?
Yeah.
So let me kind of share the timeline with you, and then I'm going to share with you some numbers. So with our timeline, when we get you set up from your client interview, within 5 to 7 days, directory submission happens, okay, which can also start generating phone calls for you. You can start tracking your results with us, and also the business Facebook page is created can also start generating calls as well. 7 to 14 days.
Can you hang on 1 second for me? I'm sorry. I have to answer this.
Yeah, no. Get the call. I'll wait. No worries. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Whenever a call comes through, listen, you're running a business. Just put me on hold. I don't mind at all. Okay?
Okay.
Now, directory submission, like I said, 5 to 7 days, business Facebook page is created as well, and you can start tracking and logging your results with us. 7 to 14 days is when the Facebook ads are live, as well as the website. Can also start generating phone calls for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what we state, Tom, in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, getting you verified through Google, creating the Google business profile, optimizing it to the first page, and maintaining it there, I'm always going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, even though I have seen it many times happen sooner. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather give you that timeline because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver.
Right.
Okay. So I don't want to be misleading and have you thinking that, okay, tomorrow I'm on the first page. It won't work like that. Ever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I always say is this, you know, the first month, although a lot of it is the programming, that's not to say that you won't get some calls. I mean, you might get some calls. When you're going to feel the strength of the program is really going to be in that second month. And I want to be very, very transparent with you on that. Now,
sure.
I can't tell you, you know, David's going to call you at this day, at this time, right, and give you the job, because it really, really depends on who's performing the search, where they're performing it from, right? But what I can tell you, and keep this in mind, right, in the last 30 days, okay, the amount of searches that were done for an electrician within your area, there was 1,213 searches that were done in the last 30 days. That could have been someone looking for panel upgrade, whether it was electrical new construction, you know, troubleshooting, because it all falls under that category. It doesn't give me the specifics. It just says for electricians. Okay.
Right.
Now, even with that amount of searches in the last 30 days, if you were able to even capitalize on 5% of those searches that they were phone calls for you, I mean, there's no doubt you're going to land at the very least one or two jobs. I kind of feel like as long as you've been in business, you know how to close your, you might have a good closing ratio, right? You know how to close your jobs as long as you have them on the phone. Not having them on the phone kind of like the opportunity lessens, right? The percentage rate. So I wish I could give you a more specific number, but I mean, that's pretty much how it all works.
Sure. Okay. That's pretty much. That's fair enough.
And I just want to be fair. You know what I mean? I don't, like I said, I won't sit here like I know other, like, you know, Angie's and them, they can tell you, oh, we got like 30 people that are looking for your services right now. Right now, they're ready to buy, but it's because they have leads. And some of those leads are old leads. I'm not going to say that they're not. I don't say it to badmouth them, but it's how they operate because how they capture the leads from the Google ads that they ran probably a few weeks back, you know?
Yes.
And some of them are recent, but I don't know. You've been in business since 2013. I don't think you have a problem closing your jobs, in my opinion.
No.
You know?
No, I don't.
Just as long as you have them on the phone. Yeah.
See? So, yeah, that was really, like, my only question with you. I'm willing to pretty much try anything, I guess. You
and I was also trying to see now, too, so, like, anyone locally, and I wanted to address that question that you had as well. You asked if there was any electrician locally to you. There isn't, and I'll tell you why, because if there was, we wouldn't even be calling out on this position. I can send you... And these are, like, different industries that we have on the first page right now. My manager has sent me a list of some of them that are already on the first page, so that way you can kind of see some of these companies, right?
Yes.
It's not going to be anybody local to you, though, but at least, I mean, it gives you an idea of who's out there, right? I can send you a few of those that I have. Let me do this. Give me one second here. Did you have other questions as well, like anything else that you wanted me to address too?
No, I don't. I mean, that's like pretty much it. Like, I mean, it's not like me and you were talking and this is going to run me like $1,500 a month or something like that. I mean, for 240, for the initial upfront fee of which is what, 350?
348. Mm-hmm. 348. And then the next month is going to be 249. If you decided, you know, after the 2 months, you're like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. You just got to make sure you call 3 business days before May 21st and say, cancel my account. I'm good. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're not going to charge you on that date. That's why I say.
I'm going to sign something that says that. This can be canceled at any time.
Yes, I'll even read it to you in the voice verification recording before we even process your payment. I read it to you. And it'll state in there that if you choose to pause or cancel your account, all we ask is that you contact us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. And that's it. We part as friends. And it'll state it in the terms and conditions as well that if you need to pause or cancel it, you need to make sure that you call 3 business days before the billing is due.
Sure.
Okay. And it'll state it in there. I mean, we're pretty upfront and transparent. You know what I mean? We prefer to earn your business. I'll tell you, we lose money if, I'll tell you when we make money. We start earning a profit when you've been with us at least 4 months. If you canceled at 2 or 3 months, we're still losing money. So trust me that we are going to do everything we can to make sure that you're getting the results so that you continue a long-term relationship with us, because that's what we work on is retention, that you're sticking around because it's working. Not because you're stuck on a contract. Other companies, I'll be very honest with you, they'll charge you like, oh yeah, I mean, they'll charge you $500 and they'll tell you it's for a year, right? And then all these other charges will start coming up. Okay. And then before you know it, you're on this year contract with them and you're like, I can't get out of it now.
Right.
Okay. Sure. So let me send this to you.
Your team did go to stop.
It did, yeah, and I meant to tell you that. So sometimes because you've never received a correspondence from us, I usually say check your junk mail. Only because you've never gotten a correspondence from me, it might wind up there or it goes to the promotional box. If it was a Gmail account, it would have went straight to your inbox because it's Gmail to Gmail, right? But because you're Comcast, it's probably why it's like, oh, we don't recognize this, so they'll send it to junk.
Correct. Another question. So I have an AT&T like active armor thing on my phone. I'm surprised you ended up getting through, which means that little app. It's not that I block a lot of things, but You have to understand, right. I get completely inundated with phone calls, just kind of like nonsense, like Medicare, dumb, just stupid calls. My phone, I'm working, trying to do a generator, and the phone's ringing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times an hour. It drives me insane.
Oh, I know what you mean. I get them too. So I get them too on my phone.
Because if I do this, should I remove that Active Armor thing for now, or you don't, it's because they already have my phone number?
The Active Armor, because it's kind of like a blocker, right, from spam calls is what you're saying, right? Okay.
Spam blocker, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say remove it, okay, only because it's part of your security, right? So you're not getting bombarded with all these, like, ridiculous calls. You know what I mean? So I would never tell you, like, remove it. You know what I mean? Just because that would be, like, bad business for me to tell you that. Like, I can't tell you what to personally do with the way you have things set up. You know, when it comes to that, I mean, people are going to call you and they're usually local. You know what I mean? So that blocker is to block spam calls that are like robocalls and stuff like that. I don't think you would want to remove it, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's good.
You know. Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, I would hate for you to remove that. And then it's like, yeah, nah, I don't see you having a problem getting calls. So with us, it's different because, so we use, it's called a voice over internet, right? The voice over internet, because we make so many calls throughout the United States, I mean, you can only imagine, right? So when we use a voice over internet, it'll pull a local number, like to whatever location that we're calling to for the position. If you were to call the number back, because I'm sure the number that's showing on your caller ID is probably different from the number that we originally were calling you from, right? So any of those numbers are going to reroute you to our customer service number. That's why I asked you, Tom, save our 877 number in your contacts, because what's going to happen is moving forward, our tech team's going to be calling you from the 877 number and it'll come up as local slash. Okay.
The 877-356-225?
Yes. Save that number in your contacts. Yeah,
and so
this way.
Medina, so just click add and it'll just, it's really not going to be you next time calling. It's going to be your company.
Right. It'll be our company. Yeah, because they're the ones that'll be in charge. Because we do everything in-house. You know what I mean? We don't outsource anything. But when they call, it's going to be from the 877 number. So at least if you have the number programmed, then you know, okay, it's them calling. You know what I mean? You're not who's this weirdo calling again?
Local slash, right.
Yeah. You can put my name if you want on there. I mean, just because you'll know that, okay, it's local splash. But also what I'm going to do for you too is I'm going to put a security question on your account. So what you're going to do, Tom, is any time that we call you, so you can verify it's actually us calling you, you're always going to ask, what's my security question? Because if anyone ever hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Or if they refuse to give you the security question, then you just disconnect the call with them. Don't even entertain it. Okay?
Right.
And I say that because, you know, I'm not going to say that you won't get some calls like from other companies that are trying to sell you other type of online products, but I will tell you this, they're not associated with us. We are not going to ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month that you're paying, that you're investing with us. Okay, so just so you know. All right.
Okay.
The security question, Tom, it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name.
Let's see that.
The first pet? Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Bruno.
Oh, like Bruno Mars?
Well, it was actually after an uncle, you know, his name was Bruno.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big Italian guy named Bruno, you know.
Nice. You're probably too young to remember this, but I had one of those. I used to call them a wiener dog, but they're, what are they called? Dachshunds, I think.
Yep.
And, her name, actually her name, or his name, excuse me, was Chico, from Chico and the Man. You probably don't even know who I'm talking. Oh, you do? Okay.
Almost 50.
Oh, I just beat you by a couple of years then.
Yeah.
I'll be 53.
Yeah, you don't sound much older than me.
Well, God bless you for that. Thank you. I know my kids are like, oh gosh, mom, stop. Because their friends will say, wow, you and your mom could pass for sisters. And I just start laughing. They're like, oh gosh, don't tell her that. Okay, I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording first. When I'm walking you through it, Tom, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, just do me a favor. Just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way we can review it and then rephrase it. Again, I just want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we even take down the payment information and process it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TJC Electrical Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Thomas Joseph Casella, owner operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Tom, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, remember, as I told you, always get into the habit of asking what your security question is so that way you can identify that it's us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason they don't want to answer you, disconnect the call, okay?
Okay.
We ask you keep the open communication with us if you have updates, if you have changes. So that's super important, okay, that we keep that open line of communication. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I'm going to explain this anyways, okay? We know you're using Angie's, you have a Yelp profile. So we're just saying that anything outside of that, right, anything moving forward that you plan on doing for marketing, just give us a call to make sure, so that way we can make sure it's not a service that we're already providing you. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 21st, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Tom, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means that your second payment will be charged on April 21st, 2025 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once that term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each day, the 21st of each month, okay, so each 21st of the month, it'll automatically renew in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you contact us 3 business days before your next billing is due so that way you do not incur the charge. There will be no cancellation fee, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So remember, 3 business days before the 21st if you need to cancel or even pause it, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the card that you're using, Tom, does it have, like, your name, the business name? Does it have both?
It's actually a debit card, so.
Okay.
It has both, it has my name on it and it has my business name on it.
How does your name read on there?
Thomas J. Casella.
Thomas J. Okay. And it also has the TJC Electrical Services on it, or is it like kind of abbreviated?
It says TJC Electrical.
TJC Electrical. Okay. Same billing address?
Yep.
Okay. And then let me do this right before we take down the payment information. Let me look at the schedule real quick. Do you think you'll have time today for your client interview?
No.
Okay. Not even at like, say between 5 and 6?
I won't.
Okay. So tomorrow, Monday would be better for you for the client interview then? Like around what time? So I can see what we have on the calendar. We have appointments starting as early as 10 o'clock your time and as late as 6. So time's in between that too.
Let's shoot for 3:15 on Monday.
Okay. Let me see here. I can actually do, so Monday, the only time we don't have, which is crazy, is 3 to 4. I have a 4 to 5 or I have a 2 to 3.
Let's do the 4 to 5 on Monday.
4 to 5. Okay. Let me send you the calendar invite for that really quick before we do your payment information. So on that date, I'm going to do my best to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Okay. We'll call you from the 877 number. You just got to make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason, Tom, we called you and like, let's say you needed 5 or maybe 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We'll call you right back. Okay.
Okay.
I'll also send you a reminder an hour before your interview, just in case, like if it slips your mind. The interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes. Might take a little bit longer if you have more questions or details, but they pretty much go over the notes that you and I went over and a little bit more. Okay. So let me send you that calendar invite and that just got sent. Okay. Is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4741 6560 0197 8712.
Expiration month and year?
08/28.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
713.
Okay. I'm just updating the package and then I'll process the payment. And then you're going to get a series of text messages and emails. And then we're going to go over two specific ones that I'll need you to pull up. One of them is going to be your receipt. And then the other one is going to be in regards to the photos we needed for the verification. So bear with me here and we'll be almost done. Are you guys starting to have spring weather now?
It's really windy here today and like chilly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's starting to warm up over here. I was trying to look at hotel bookings. My in-laws own, they're Marriott shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
So our daughter's in Vegas and she's going to be having our granddaughter soon. And I kind of wanted to go out there for a few days just to kind of help her. And I'm like, why are the rooms so expensive right now? You know, like she can't find anything with the Marriott. Like everything's booked up. And she's like, I can keep checking every day to see if something comes up. And it didn't dawn on me until like about an hour ago. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. No wonder everything's so scarce and so expensive right now. Like literally for 4 days at one of the hotels is like almost
$800.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And it dawned on me, well, because right now it's all spring break.
Yeah.
And April and May are the best months for Vegas because the weather, it's not that hot. So that's why everybody is like booking everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never been to Vegas, so I don't know.
No?
No.
It's, you know, it's nice if you, like, you go there to gamble, right, or whatever. But honestly, where I live, there's so many different casinos around us, I don't have to go all the way to Vegas. My daughter loves it out there. I just feel like I'd be at the casino every day. You know what I mean? Try to hit big. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Because, like, you go to a gas station, there's a slot machine. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm not even kidding. I swear. The airport has slot machines, from what I understand. We're driving up there. It'll take us, like, 4 hours. Wow. Okay. So I just, you should have been getting some text messages and emails. So I need you to find the one that'll say initial invoice. And then there's one that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
So I got first page ranking. I see that.
Okay. And then what came after that?
Invitation, local splash, CI.
And there should be one right after that. It'll say welcome.
Yep.
Thomas J.
Invoice.
Yep, that's it. Okay. So what you're gonna do is, let me pull it up here and I'll read it to you so that way we read it together. Give me just a second here, and then we'll be all set for you. Okay. So hello, Thomas J. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please note, this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that.
Okay.
And then it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Okay. I need you to find towards the middle where it says mobile phone.
I see it.
Okay, and make sure it's your phone number in there that I have listed.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what you're going to do is the box below it says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number. Those are text messages. So you'll click on that.
Yep.
The next one says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that the information is complete and accurate. So you'll click on that. And then you're going to click on the one below it that says, I acknowledge that the payments are automatic and reoccurring.
Yep.
Okay. Now at the bottom where it says sign, and sometimes you might have to turn your phone sideways because for whatever reason it'll cut it off and you can't see the whole thing.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So you're going to type your name in that box next to it exactly as it reads, but Tom, with no period after the J. Just Thomas. Yep. Space, J space, and then Casella. I pronounced it right, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I don't know why, because when I see your name, I think Costello. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, it's Casella.
Yeah.
And then you'll click on confirm signature. So when you do that, it should open up a page that's asking you to put this username and password. Let me know when you see it. Beautiful.
Definitely.
Okay. We're going to do this right now while we're on the phone because I want you to try it while we're on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you log in and track your results with us. So your username, okay, is in that text that I sent you earlier, but I'm going to read it off to you. It's going to be your phone number. No dashes, no one before the area code.
Got it.
Now,
and then MapReduce, right?
Yep. All lowercase, one word. And then log in.
I'm in.
Or submit or whatever it says. Okay. So this is where you track your results with us. So we don't have anything set up yet because a technician is going to be getting that all set up for you. Okay. So like even your business logo is going to be in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would recommend start logging in there within 5 to 7 days, start seeing the traction that's going on. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I need you to go to your emails, go back. And find the one that came after it that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
I don't have that.
Let me resend it. because sometimes it might get stuck or wind up somewhere else.
I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah.
So on this one, we send you a list of items that we need pictures of so we can get you verified through Google faster. Okay? Some of these you might not have, and if you don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. Okay? So send us a picture of your work tools, right? You can put them like in a little pile, take a picture. Send a picture of your work truck, work van, whatever vehicle you use to work, right? Send us a picture of a business card, business license, business insurance, business registration, invoice. If you have a blank invoice, obviously not with your client's information on it, send us a picture of that. You know, sometimes on invoices, you have kind of like a letterhead with your logo and stuff on there. Mm-hmm. Send us a picture of your workplace. Your workplace could be like, let's say you store your stuff in a shed or in the garage, right, in a corner. Take a picture of that, okay? You're going to email them. You could either upload them in your client dashboard or you could email them to us as well. So you can email them to the photos@localsplash.com. Now, keep in mind, none of those pictures that you're going to send for this verification are going to post anywhere online.
Okay.
It's just for our back office. Question?
Why do you guys need them?
So the reason that we ask you for these is because when we're getting you through the verification process with Google, it's what they require, right? So some businesses, like, are still in the process of getting their business license and insurance. So that's why I say, like, if you don't have some of those items, you don't need to send them. Just send what you can. Because we're basically – what happened was – and I think I mentioned this earlier. So a couple of years back, Google used to send out a PIN code to you in the mail. Okay? And the PIN code was your verification code. So that way we could create your profile. Well, Google is almost now 100% digital, and what they found is that there was businesses on Google that weren't legitimate businesses that were actually taking business away from companies like yourself that are. So this is how they were weeding out, how I say, separating the cream from the fat.
Right.
So now they started having people do what they call the video verification, so you have to submit these photos of some of the items that are on that list, because you're basically telling Google, look, I'm a legitimate company.
Sure.
Here. I'm proving it to you. I have business cards, you know. I have work tools. I have work equipment. So that's why it's required. But, again, send us what you can, and what you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
All right. So reminder, on Monday, okay, I will be calling you, and I'm going to really, really make myself available because I like doing the introductions. Just because we've built, like, a good rapport, I like to do that introduction with the technician, and I'm – hoping you get one of my favorites. They all are, but, you know. But I would be calling you. If for some reason, Tom, you're like, listen, Nadine, I really need 5 more minutes, 10 minutes, or I need to reschedule for the next hour, we will reschedule it, okay? The sooner, though, that we get you through the appointment, the faster we'll be moving to, okay? Also, don't forget, if you please, over the weekend, just open up a personal Facebook page. You don't have to have pictures or even friends on there, okay?
Yeah.
Just open up the personal Facebook page and then text us the link. You could text it to one of the messages that I sent you. Just reply to it. Or you can give it to the technician during the client interview on Monday, okay?
Yep.
All right. Well, I would like to be the first to congratulate you. And, well, I want to welcome you to our Local Splash family. Thank you so much, Tom, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super, super excited for you, and it's been such a pleasure to speak with you today. Did you have
any
other questions?
No,
you're
so
welcome.
I hope this works out.
Yeah. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. The top services that do well with Google, I'm going to tell you, is plumbing and electrical, because I consider those the arteries of the home. You cannot go without it. You cannot.
Yeah.
I had a little leak in my kitchen sink yesterday. I was freaking out. I was on the phone with the landlord, like, saying, hey, because we rent the house from some family friends of ours, and I said, listen, the kitchen sink is leaking, and I got to use the sink. You know what I mean? And they sent someone out right away, because it's not something you can wait on. That leak could be something really bad later on, right? Same thing with electrical. I tell my husband, don't be trying to put any type of upgrades. I get it. You can watch a YouTube video, and God bless my husband. He's a handyman, but he's not an electrician. That is not his specialty. And I don't need half of my house on fire because he messed up something. You know what I mean? I'd rather call an electrician.
Absolutely.
Who's going to come out and do it, you know? So those two categories, along with roofers, general contractors, painters, like services, is what does really well with Google.
Yep.
Really well. Okay. Perfect. Well, listen, you enjoy your weekend. I hope you have a pleasant one, and then we will talk to you on Monday. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you, Nadine.
You are so welcome. Pleasure speaking with you, Tom.
Talk to you Monday.
Okay. Talk to you on Monday. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.